Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's had a great week, productive week. Hope you're living the life you like. Hope you're living the dream you like. I'm really excited. Got the detox coming up this month in April. So the liver detox is always an exciting thing to do and to look forward to. Kind of going to be a short call, not as long. Getting ready to pack up, taking our son on a trip and for about a week or so. And just, you know, kind of relax and enjoy him and decompress. We go so hard all the time and, you know, living your passion, living your dreams, having fun. But sometimes it's good to just take time out to connect with the little one and make sure that he's straight. There's a lot of transition going on in life right now. So, you know, it's always good to be able to step out the box for a minute. But I did not want to miss getting on this call. I did not want to miss doing what we do every week. I feel like my mission is for me to be here, and I have a lot riding on this. I keep my man John in my hip pocket, in my heart. I keep my mom in my heart, and they're the ones that push me to do this. I keep my son in my heart. So when it's time to go to work, it's time to go to work. No excuses, because it's much bigger than me. So I'm excited to be here today. And one of the big things that I wanted to talk about today was our mindset. And I really wanted to talk about this topic just because a lot of times when I'm going through things, I have to speak on it. I have to try to get it out. I have to try to wrap my mind around it and put it out in the universe. And so that's the best way to get answers to a lot of things, is to just get it outside of you, and then you can see it better. And for me, it's been a big transition and talking about mindset and how our mindset affects us, and can it really affect what goes on day to day in life? Can it really affect how outcomes happen, whether it's a positive mindset, a negative mindset? You know, what do we do to keep our minds sharp? You know, is it okay to have a negative mindset at times? You know, so those are a lot of things that you grapple with, and life is always throwing something at you. And it's not always about what's being thrown at you. It's about how you deal with what's being thrown at you. And understand that a lot of times things are happening for you and not to you. And when you're in the midst of a storm or you're in the midst of going through something, you don't necessarily see it that way. You don't feel it that way. But in all of it, you know, I try things so personal because there's always a bigger picture to it. And it could be showing you something. It could be teaching you something. It could be creating a vision for you down the road. It could be an experience. So what are things, Melissa, what are things that you feel about your mindset? Do you feel you have a strong mindset, or do you feel you have a weak mindset? What do you think about your mindset? And feel free to chime in. You know, this is really going to be an open call, and I want us to get out things that we think about, things that we feel, and just see, you know, is there something that we can do? A lot of times we, you know, we tend to pray on things, or we meditate, or we fast, but we don't really ever reflect and say, hey, what was that situation about? What was the good in that situation, even after the situation has happened? And I think that that's where the learning comes in a lot of situations, because we go through these long, drawn-out sometimes feels like endless days and days of depression or issues or things that just happen. And it's like we have no control over it. We start to tell ourselves this story about this is the way our life is set up and why does our life have to be this way? And is that good? And I feel like it is a lot of time. I feel like it is sometimes, because what it does is it causes you, and you, when you're in that low place, to look around and say, you know what? Either I can stay here or I can figure out something to do to get out of it. And the problem with that mindset is it's really easy to stay in a negative mindset. It's really easy. Like, you can make up excuses. You can tell yourself stories. You can do a lot of things to stay in that negative mindset. And it'll just eat away at you. And so, you know, people get to a point where they commit suicide in life. People get to a point where they just disassociate themselves from the world. A lot of it goes on when you have an ongoing negative outlook and mindset. But one of the things that I do find is when I am in that place, it means that I need to do something different, because you've lived however long in between that place. You were at a high at some point in time. And that's the thing about life. It's like the stock market. It's ups and downs. It's not, anything is never a straight line. And so you have to say, well, how did I get here? And I read an interesting quote the other day about people who have depression and people who have panic attacks and anxiety. And it said that these people aren't weak people. These are people who have been strong for way too long. And that was just that spin on it really opened my mind and said, you know what, that's exactly right. Because, you know, day to day we go through the struggles of life, whatever they may be for us. And we get to a point where we all have that breaking point, and you have little mini breaking points along the way. And it may just be that you just get up in the morning and you cannot get the day right. You waste your coffee on yourself. You drop your cereal. You can't find your keys and they're right in your pocket. I mean, it's just them days you just sit physically. You just cannot get out of your own way. And those are days that it can go downhill real fast if you want it to. And those are the days you feel like, you know, if I could just get back in the bed and go to sleep and wake up again, maybe it'll be better. But a lot of people don't have that option. And so they just have to get up every day and go through life with that. And those are days. I mean, that's just one day like that. But imagine people who have days like that every single day. And then, you know, those people feel like they can never get out of their own way. And it's always bad. You know, and Zig Ziglar said something real funny. He said, you know, you ask somebody how they're doing, and the first thing they say is, well, under the circumstances, I'm doing all right. He's like, well, I don't know what they're doing under there anyway, which I thought was kind of funny. But, you know, we put ourselves in boxes and in places where it puts a title on it. And that title will say, you know, man, this is going to be a bad day. And we say that, we claim that, you know, man, nothing's going right today. And your mind believes that. And so guess what? Nothing's going to go right today. And even if we take the time sometimes and say, you know what, let me just try to change my mindset a little bit and say, man, this day can't get no worse, so it must be, it can't do nothing but get better from here. And you'll have little glimpses and without throughout the day that will cause the day to feel like it's gotten better. And then you get through the end of the day and you say, man, there was only one or two things that I can look back on today to take away from it that were positive. And when you do that, you understand that no matter how tough a day is, there's something to take away from it, even if it's the smallest thing. And I know for me, you know, being a natural introvert, I can go days and days and days and feel this way. I can go weeks and feel this way. But it's hard to do when you have a child. It's hard to do when you have, you know, people around you. It's hard to do when you got to prepare for a call. It's hard to do when you have life. And if your life is fulfilling, meaning you're doing things that you really love to do, it's hard to stay in that place really long. You have to almost wrap your mind around not going to a happy place. And, you know, my son will come up to me and just give me a hug. Or those are the days they'll just say, you know, Dad, I love you. Or somebody will call with a kind word or send a text. I mean, it just, and it makes you feel a little bit better. But it's because we're always looking for that major thing, that major goal. And I know for me, you know, my goals are so major that a lot of times I don't take the time to look at the small things that happen along the journey. And so when I feel myself getting to that low place, I know that I've been focused on the destination too long and not necessarily on the journey. And that journey is going to have lots of ebbs and flows, and it's going to have lots of starts and stops. And those things I feel like are hindering me from my destination. But the beauty is in the journey. And that's something that I have to remind myself a lot about, because I'm one of those people who I never feel like I'm where I'm going. You know, I never feel like, man, I'm here. I've arrived. And even when I look back on my life, I know I've arrived from lots of places where I've been. But that's not me, and I've evolved through that time. And so each level of evolution you have creates a greater destination. And so I've learned that I'm never going to really reach a destination. You don't really reach a destination because it'll change. You know, you'll get to a point in life where you just wanted to get a car. And then you get a car, and you don't really care what kind of car it is. I mean, as a teenager, man, if you can just get from point A to point B and it's reliable, you don't care what kind of car it is. You don't care what year it is. You will drive that thing till the wheels fall off. But then at some point in time, you'll get another car. And then you'll say, well, I want a prettier car. You'll say, well, I want a better car. And then you get that car. And then you, not too long after that, you see another car. And so there is no car destination, as I'm putting that into terms of understanding. And so, like, right now, the Tesla truck is on my journey. That's a destination for me, but I understand that it's only part of the journey. Because once I get there, Tesla will either come out with something else or there'll be something else. And I've never really been a car person or a truck person, but it's on my board. And that's something that I'm going after. And I give myself 2 years and I'll have it. But, you know, it's those type of things that you never really reach a destination. And so even when we talk about our health, you know, we talk about wanting to be in better health. And when I look at it from a perspective of sick people speak sick words. Sick people will say, man, if I could just get better. Or, I got this cold, and this cold is keeping me down. And you claiming you're making that illness control you. Man, if I didn't have this extra weight on me, I would love to go walking more or ride my bike. These knees of mine was a little better. I could do a little bit more. And so when we tell ourselves that, our bodies and our mind just respond with, you're right. If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. But if you say, man, I'm going to get out here and I'm going to walk to the mailbox today. And then a couple of days later, you say, I'm going to walk up to the stop sign. And then a week later, you say, I'm going to go halfway around the block. Your mind is already set up to do those things. Your mind lays down actions as you go along in life. And that's one of the things that I learned that's so important about mindset, is that when you put it out there, it lays down the action. The action, the path, the steps are already being ordered and have been. Because a lot of thoughts we have are things that we're supposed to do anyway, or feelings that we're supposed to have anyway. It's just that we don't always stay in tune to them. And so once you say that you're going to do something and you put your mind to it, you don't even have to, and this is one of the things that's great about with what Les Brown says, and some of the others. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how you're going to do something because you've never done it before. Just wrap your mind around the fact that you're going to do it. And when you do that, people start to come in your life. Things start to happen for you just around that particular thing. It's the same thing as when you get a certain car. And you get a certain car, and it could just say it'd be a Toyota Camry. And you get a Toyota Camry, and you drive around, and by about the second or third day you have it, it seems like everybody in America's got Toyota Camrys, the same exact one. You ain't never seen them before. And there's a term for that that I can't, that's escaped me right now. But when you have something, it seems like everybody else has it. And you're like, man, I didn't know all these people had Toyota Camrys. They must be good cars. Or you think, well, man, I might need to get me another car. And then you get another car and you find out that everybody in the world has that one too. It's the same thing with your mindset. Once you figure out what it is you want to do, the how will come. But you have to stick to it. You have to have that. You have to deal in that mindset every day. You have to play around with that every day. And that's why the journey of understanding negative days, challenging days, growing days, I try not to use the terminology bad days. I've done pretty good with it thus far, probably within this last year or two, especially being around my son. Because at six, seven years old, now just turned eight on St. Patrick's Day, you don't want to put those type of thoughts, plant those type of seeds into the head of a child. And I understand that children hear what you mean, they hear what you say. They don't hear what you mean, they hear exactly what you say. And so you said, man, I had a bad day. That's what you mean. Like, oh, man, this didn't go right, that didn't go right. But the child heard what you said, and he heard the word bad. And every time you tell him that he's done something bad, it's a bad thing. It's a negative thing. And so they think, man, well, I do stuff bad sometimes. And my dad just said he had a bad day. So that means he must have been bad. And it just starts to create these things within their head. But if you say I had a challenging day, well, that leaves reason. That leaves room for questioning. What made that day challenging? What challenges did you have? And even as if my son is looking at me, he said, man, he had a challenging day. What challenge did he have? Or I may have had challenging days. How do I get over challenging days? But we're not using the word bad. Same thing with growing days. And those challenging days are those days that I talk about you just can't get out of your own way. You waste everything. You drop everything. You trip up over yourself. You fall. I mean, those are challenging days. It's just a challenge to get through. Every turn is a challenge. And the biggest part of that challenge is that if you get to the end of the day and you can go to bed at night, you've won the day. You conquered that challenge. It may not have felt productive. It may not have been productive. But guess what? That's preparing you for a day and time when you have to face and focus on a journey. You have no choice, but these challenges keep hitting you. It's like walking down the street and somebody continues to just keep throwing snowballs at you, but you have to stay focused on where you're going. You can't look left. You can't look right. It's like a tightrope walker. The wind is blowing, the rain is blowing, you got a little, your pole is off, but you got to stay focused. You cannot lose concentration. And that's what challenging days set up for you. And then you have growing days where you have some aha moments, so you feel like you learned something today. Those are wonderful days. Those growing days are days when you're charting throughout your journey one way, and somebody says, man, you know, you should just do this, or you should try this, or have you talked to this person, or have you spoken to that person, or do you know such and such? And then you find out the information, or you get information, or you get an extra set of knowledge, and you've grown that day. And then you have all out just exciting days. You might go to the park with your children. You might just let the day go and just throw caution to the wind and do whatever. And those are fun days. And then you just have days where we just sharpen our course. But in through all of that, we have to find a good in the day. With our health, we have to find a good in our health. Healthy people tend to say, I don't know why this cold decided to come here. Or this cancer is in the wrong body. Or it's only going to be a matter of time. I'm going to be all right. Those are positive thinking type elements. And your body will start to lay down the information that's needed to rid your body of what that is. And a lot of it, our mindset is controlled by a lot of the foods we eat, especially these high sugary foods. The amount of sugar that we consume day to day in adults and in children causes that chemical imbalance in the brain. And that's, you're altered. Your mind is altered. Your mood is altered. You're not yourself. And that's simply because of outside influences, meaning food or drugs or alcohol or whatever it might be. And that's when your mindset gets affected and you can stay in that place for a long time. You feel the need to find that high again because your mind says, I'm not good unless I'm high, unless I get back to that high, or I'm not good unless I get back to that level of intoxication, or I'm not good unless I'm in that place, and so I'm going to take this medication that causes me to be more depressed because it's a mood stabilizer. It's stabilizing my mood, but it's not who I am. And so therefore we become a puppet to ourselves and to other people because now we're doing things out of the reaction of what other people think or say. And you don't even have to be addicted to anything. We do that in everyday life. There's so many people we want to please and so many people that we want to live for and want us to love us and want us to get the attention that we need that makes us feel soothing, or give the attention to a person that we hope that we can get it back in return. And when we don't, we feel some kind of way. Because the human body needs physical and mental stimulation. Whether it's just having your ego stroke, somebody tell you you look nice, somebody tell you they like what you have on, that goes a long way. Somebody just smile and say hello to you, especially if you're having one of those challenging days. And you're like, man, what are they seeing me? They smile at me and say hi. Guess I'm not that bad after all. And so it's those days that and those characteristics that we feel that we need. And a lot of it we do need. But also we need a level of personal development. I don't think we look enough inwardly in person than we do outwardly. We look outwardly for gratification. We look outwardly for satisfaction. And we can get it, but it's not consistent. Sometimes you may get it, and sometimes you may not. Sometimes you feel like somebody should have given it to you a certain way, and they did not. And so now you feel some kind of way on top of that. And so personal development is really every day finding different things inside of you to address. That's how I like to attack personal development. And I listen to a lot of YouTube videos as I'm driving around on personal development. I listen to different speakers. I listen to lots of different things around the platform of personal development because you never really quite understand yourself until you hear something said to you a certain way. And when it's said to you a certain way, it just sits on you differently. And you're like, man, wow. That didn't make sense to me until now. Or now I understand this better. And so listening to outside people who have that mindset, who are about that mindset, or just sharing their story. You could be listening to a homeless person explain to you how they got homeless. And you can learn so much from them. And those are some of the smartest people because some of them just took the opportunity to say, you know what? I'm not going to be a slave to these bills. I'm not going to be a slave to these cars. I'm not going to be a slave to this life, this job. I'm going to do it my way. And so having that conversation with somebody at the street light who's holding a sign who we just kind of ignore and hope the light hurry up and change, just to wind a window down and say, hey, man, how you doing today? What's going on with you? Why are you out here? And it, you just see the change in their faces. You see the change in their faces much more than you do if you're asking them, even if you gave them a dollar. And some of them, yeah, don't get me wrong. You know, they got a story. They got a scam. They got a game so they can get to their next bottle. They can get to their next drink. But to really get to the root cause of how they got there is always an interesting story. You know, listening to coworkers, just listening. And one of the great things about listening, which I have always known that I could be a better listener. And so in my years now, I really try to focus on listening. Because listening, like you might have seen this quote or heard this quote before, you might actually learn something. When you're speaking, you're saying something that you already know or something that you may have already experienced. But when you listen, you'll hear something new. And, they, you know, we got two ears and one mouth type thing. And so I've learned so much from just listening to things and listening and being observant. You figure out so much. And you can add these things into your mindset and use them for what they are, whether they be motivation or whether it be something to say, you know what, I know exactly what I don't want to do. But we got to have more conversations with ourselves. It's perfectly good to talk to yourself. It's even good to answer yourself. But like Zig Ziglar says, if you find yourself saying, huh, then you got a problem. But things that we really have to do is talk to ourselves more, sit with ourselves more. You know, I can come home and be home for a whole day and never turn the TV on. And, you know, people say, well, you know, man, how you get, you don't watch much TV, or the radio could be on. And I just got my earbuds in. And the great thing I like, I wear these earbuds all day long. And the great thing I like about wearing earbuds all day long is I can talk to myself and people think I'm on the phone. And so as I'm out, I'm walking around, I think of certain thoughts, I have certain ideas, and I just talk. And it's not that I don't have other people to talk to if I need it. But it's just a matter of just checking in with yourself. And that's helped me because I'm someone, growing up the way I grew up, being around a lot of violence, being around a lot of drugs, and seeing a lot of death and just seeing the rigors of life, getting married at a young age. I mean, a lot of things that happen. And, man, I'm the first to tell you, I need more personal development than anybody you ever known. I mean, I'm every day. I need something because it's so easy to slip back into that place. I know sometimes when I go back to Maryland and I'm just going for a party or I'm going for an event and I get around certain friends or I go to back to my neighborhood to see certain friends and certain family, you almost feel yourself just slipping. And I have to consciously remind myself that's the gratification and the thankfulness that you have to have. And that's something that I have to keep and stay on top of because I could have still been there. I could have not made it out of there. And those are the little things that I realize at times that I have to be thankful for. Just being thankful for the fact of just being able to live your dream and not being in a place where you have no choice. Sometimes even a country where you have no choice. And so, you know, there's a lot to look for. But my mindset is always, I never really sat with myself and really started to deal with it until about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. And even still, you so much stuff comes out. And it changes who you are. It changes your outlook. And it's okay. We're not built to be the same for the rest of our life. We're built to thrive. We're built to grow. Sometimes we take steps back. Sometimes we take steps forward. But it's all about the journey. It's all about the walk. And at certain points in time, you have these checkpoints. And at these checkpoints are little destinations. And you'll stay there for a little while, and you'll hold that place. And then it's time to go somewhere else. And you just wander throughout life, sometimes aimlessly, you feel. But you have to understand that your steps are ordered. And so making sure that your goals are in place, and that's what goals are wonderful. Goals are wonderful. And I still grapple with writing them down every day, going over them every day. You know, it's the easy stuff that we don't do. And it's so easy that we just don't do it. And you know how important goals are. But the thing about goals, short-term goals, are, like I said before, you tell your mind that this is where we're going. And so it can start to chart the path for you. You tell your body, hey, this is what we're going to do. And it starts to say, you know what, I don't really crave that food much anymore. You tell your heart that this person is out of my life, or this person is coming into my life. Give me the strength to handle it and be, what's the word, and give it my undivided attention. So that you can maintain that level of excitement for the growth that you're going to have. And so with mindset, there's a lot of different ways people try to accomplish how they see themselves. Sometimes it's used through makeup, hair, you know, whether or not you have the right tan, whether or not you have your nails or feet done, whether or not you have a haircut, whether or not you have the right clothes on, whether or not you have the right shoes on. Can you even afford those particular things that you want? And so we put ourselves in a box based on that, because we know we work a certain job that only going to pay us a certain amount, which that amount is spent before we even get to what we want. We pay for our needs, a roof over our head and food in our mouth and the bare necessities of the clothes we need, and that becomes our identity. Man, I've got to go back to this place again, and in 2 weeks I'm going to get paid, but it's already gone. We get paid every 14 days, but every 15th day I'm ready to be paid again. And so that can become your mindset, and you just get trapped in that little box. And if you don't have the right people around you, and you don't have the right resources, and you don't have the right mindset, you'll stay in that box. Just like a dog, you put him on a chain out in the backyard, you leave him on that chain for about a year or two, and probably even less than that, and then you take him off the chain, he won't go anywhere outside of that backyard. He'll just stray right around in a circle. And that's mindset. Elephants do the same thing. For as big as elephants are, you see them in the circus, and they're on that little tiny rope. But they've been on that little tiny rope ever since they were babies. And that little tiny rope, they couldn't pull, they couldn't break. They fought. You know how resilient and determined children are. And at some point in time, you just resign yourself and say, you know what, I can't get away from it. I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to be right here. And so you get older and you're still connected. You get older, you're still connected. And then finally, you're a 4,000-pound animal. Still connected. And you can break away at any time. And then the ones that do break away, when I'm speaking about elephants or animals, they kill them. They finally gain the freedom in their mind to do what they need to do, and they kill them. Same thing in our adult life. Same thing in being a human. We finally get to where we're like, you know what? I'm going to take control of my dream. I'm going to take control of my life. And it seems like here comes the avalanche the minute you say that. Everything just starts hitting you from every which way. It's a true test. And one of the things my dad always told me was, when you're doing something big in life, you're going to go through a lot of hell, because you got to reach so many people with your story. You got to reach so many people with whatever it is you're offering, whatever value you're bringing to the world. You have to reach those amount of people. And so you got to meet everybody on the level that they are. So you got to be on every level that they are. Some days you feel like you're on top of the world, and some days you feel lower than the bottom of a shoelace. or the bottom of a shoe sole. You got to go through all of that. And so through that process, I realized, you know what, I can't take it but so personal, because this is what's supposed to happen. I prepared myself in a way where I say, you know what, these things are supposed to happen. It's just, and you know, Jim Rohn says, the same rain rains on us all. And that's absolutely true. Some of us have umbrellas and some of us don't. Some of us have a place to go inside, some of us don't. But that same rain is coming down whether you're in it or not. That job you work, we stay dedicated to that job. And when we leave, they find somebody else. And we stay dedicated. They don't care. You're a warm body where I need you for a period of time. When I'm done with you, I'll let you go and get somebody else. When you're done with me, you leave and we'll get somebody else. Not too many businesses shut down because people quit. And founders don't normally quit unless they just go bankrupt. But that's their dream. That's their passion. They're going to grind harder than even their workers at times. And I look at Dr. Wallach with longevity, 77 years old, 300 seminars and lectures a year, traveling all over the world, in a different hotel, outside of a hotel, in a different country, in an airplane. Don't hardly ever get sick, very rarely even get a sniffle. And he's there. He shows up every single day. And he's been doing it for 40 plus, probably 50 years or more. Showing up, talking about something that's truly unpopular to so many people until they have a testimony, until they start to get well. And when they get well, then they start to tell other people. And so, you know, that's why I feel like I don't have an excuse. Because when the person that you're working with, the person you look up to, is twice your age and outworks you every single day, or can have the ability to outwork you every single day, there's something to be said about that. And I'm very competitive, so I don't like to be outworked. Everybody has their journey. Everybody has their goals. And that's why I'm telling you, your mindset has to be on point. Your health has to be on point. Because if your health is not on point, then your mindset is cloudy. Your mindset is shaky. And you don't get to where you need to go. Everybody has value to give to the world. You just have to find what that value is. It's already built in you. You're born with it. And so you have to bring that value to the world, because if you don't, you're doing the world a disservice. And you may think that this particular value may be the value you're supposed to bring, and then at a certain point in time in life, you find out that it's something else, and that's all right, just long as it feels comfortable for you. I like to tell kids, what is it that you could do even if you didn't feel like doing it? Oh, man, I could go outside and play basketball. Even if I just didn't want to play, I'd go out there and at least shoot around. I like to read. I mean, a lot of times I don't feel like reading, but I'll try to read, you know, a couple sentences, and then before you know it, I done read the whole thing. You know, I remember those days back when I was in karate, and I didn't feel like going. And it seemed like I didn't feel like going. And the days I said, man, I don't feel like going. And then I go, and then my instructor's the hardest on me that day. And he don't know that I didn't feel like going. That's just the way your day's set up. End up having to do more push-ups, more sit-ups. Continue to do a form over again because I didn't get a stance right. And you're like, man. But when you go and you say, man, I'm going there today and I'm going to have a wonderful day. It don't seem like he even call on you. He don't even look your way. Same thing when you're preparing for life and you're getting ready to go somewhere and you spend the extra time to make sure you look right, or you spend the extra time to make sure you have what you need. And then you show up at that place and you realize, you didn't even need it. But go there unprepared. Go there unprepared. And you get there, and they want to ask you for everything. You don't have not near thing you need. And so that mindset, how you start the day, how you end the day, is extremely important. And that's one of the things that, you know, being in karate at a young age helped me understand. You have to be positive. You have to have a positive mindset. But then adulthood kicks in. Children kick in. Things happen in life. And you find yourself questioning yourself and second-guessing yourself all the time. We all do it. I don't care how accomplished you are or how successful you feel you are or how unsuccessful you feel you are. We all grapple and deal with the same things. People who have money, grapple with the fact of not having freedom, not having time, but they got the money, or not having enough people around them, not feeling loved. And then people who are loved get more love than anybody, or who say, you know what, man, I'm struggling through life, and they struggling, and they looking for the dollar, and then they get the dollar and realize, you know what, it was the love that I needed, not the dollar. And so, you know, this it's a lot. It's a lot to go through. Life is a lot to go through. But one of the acronyms of life, and this is what I'm writing for my book, it's the title of my book. And I've been working on it, and I stopped, and I've worked on it some more, and I've written things down, and I've heard something else, and I've scratched things out. But that book is my journal. That book is my journey. That book is the journey of all of us. And the word life to me means look inside for everything. That's what the acronym, that's what life means to me. Because if you start on the inside, you lay the foundation for what's going to happen on the outside. And you need sometimes spiritual guidance, depending on whatever your religion is or whatever your higher power is or however you look to get that guidance or get that power. That's the energy you need. That energy has to be created. You plug a vacuum cleaner into an outlet and there's no power in the house, it's not going to come on. I don't care what you do. So you need that outside source, that energy. And once you get that energy, then you plug into it. And then you just continue to drive and you continue to drive. But that energy is the biggest thing that we have. That energy just what changes things. And when you put that mindset and that energy together, that's when the path starts to get laid. And it's just a matter of staying focused on that path. Things, yes, they're going to be distractions. Yes, guess what? Yes, life is going to beat you up. Life beats me up. I feel like way more than anybody else. But everybody feels that way because it's us. And it's how you deal with it. It's what you do to deal with it. And so for me, it's listening to personal development. It's creating the mindset. I go to bed with personal development. I wake up with personal development. And even still, I have days that are challenging and that are growing because it's not going to stop. And the one thing you learn about personal development is your life is actually, you accept the fact that your life is going to be hard. That's what personal development is. Accepting that your life is going to be hard, but if you're doing something that you're passionate about, then it makes it a little bit easier to do because you're having some sort of fun while you're doing it. It's the ones who understand life is always going to be hard, and they're doing something that's already hard, and they hate doing it. And that's when life gets doubly hard because now you don't feel like you have a way out. Now you don't feel good about anything. And so that's why it's important to understand that value that you bring to the world. But you only find that from the inside. Nobody can make you have it. Nobody can take it from you. And it may seem small. It may seem like it's not even a big deal. Like, man, everybody know that. Anybody can do that. You'd be surprised. Because I used to think that all the time. Man, people already know that. People already got common sense. They understand. Yeah, okay. Talk to enough of them. And so you understand that you have to find that for you. And you have to look inside and ask for help, even if you don't know what it is. And I don't care how old you are, because sometimes we think we're over the hill. Now, you're not going to be 70 years old and go try out for an NBA team. I'm not saying that to that extent, but I'm saying whatever that is for you, at least challenge it. At least go to the end of it. You never know what might happen. A team might sign you to a one-day contract just because you persevered and worked so hard. You look at somebody like Colonel Sanders who didn't make it until he was 65. And then I look at the fact, then I look at what he created and look at how many people he took out before he was even able to make it. Kentucky Fried Chicken. But that was his journey. And so you don't never know when that day breaks for you. That's why you should always be doing something you enjoy doing. You moseying through life, having fun, taking the hits, taking the bumps, taking the lumps. But at the end of the day, you can go to bed and say, man, I enjoyed myself today. Or I can't wait till tomorrow to go out and affect some more people or to go out and do this thing that I absolutely love. But when you don't live in that journey or you don't live in that passion, then it's hard. And so that's why I challenge you all. If you don't know what it is, if you don't know what that passion is for you, find it. Pray on it. Ask questions. Ask family and friends. You've been knowing me all my life. What are you seeing that I'm good at? You know, because it could be things that you don't pay attention to. But people that pay attention to you and that love you, they see it. But a lot of times we have to see it for ourselves. Other people can't want it more for us than we want it for ourselves. And so at that point in time, you know you want it, and you're like, man, why is nobody helping me? Don't nobody even call. Don't nobody even ask me if I need help. They see what I'm trying to do. And that's just because you don't want it bad enough yet. Because when you stop looking for help and you stop worrying about the how you're going to do it, that's when it shows up. What's that saying? That when a student is ready, the teacher appears. That is absolutely true. And so that's one of the things that I try to not get wrapped up into is how things are going to happen, but just keep making them happen. I never thought I'd be on the radio for 5 years if you would have told me that 10 years ago. I never thought there'd be anything like Facebook Live where I could get in front of the world and have a discussion about things and try to bring value to the world. And don't bother me if one person listens or a million people listen. Because a lot of times I'm just holding the mirror in front of my own face. And it gives me the ability to talk to myself out loud and hear myself and then go back and listen to it throughout the week. And then come up with topics for me to study that's increasing my knowledge and increasing my brain power and allowing me to have things to leave to my son or an understanding, a broader understanding of life, so that way he can make decisions on his own when those times come for him. He'll say, man, I heard somebody talk about that. I heard my dad mention something about that. Let me see if that will work for me. This is the ability, this is the opportunity for me to get out in front of myself. And it's amazing when you're on Facebook Live because you're looking right at yourself. You got people that chime in every now and again and you see their names on the side, but the video is looking right back at you. And so every week I get to sit in the mirror for an hour and talk about what I learned. And that's what makes me excited. Because somebody might pick it up. Somebody might hear it. Somebody might share it. And that's all we want when you're living your passion, when you're living your dream. That's all you want. Is to be able to do that on a platform and to have people chime in, people check in, people share it, people say, man, that was wonderful. Or just to know that people were there at all. You know? And I'm grateful for the team that I have. I'm grateful for the people that chime in every week. I'm grateful. I swear I am. And they bring people and we converse and we have camaraderie. I mean, it's no better feeling to have. And that's the feeling that we all have to create within ourselves. And it may not be getting in front of a computer. I mean, getting in front of a TV screen or a computer screen for you. It may be on the phone. It may be writing. It may be anything. But whatever that is for you that gives you the gratification that when you finish, you know you bought value. And you know you bought value because somebody told you you bought value, not because that's what you thought. Because that's a big misconception. You think because you know something and you say something that you're bringing value. No, that's in the eye of the beholder or the listener. I said this was going to be a short call this week because I got to get packing. I got things to do this evening, but I could not miss today. And I actually thought about it. I was like, man, I got enough to do. And I said, no, you have to take time out for yourself. You have to take time out for the people that check in with you every week. Because if you don't show up this week, they don't know if you're going to be back next week. And they might not even chime in. I know if John was here, he would be here. I know if my mom was here, she would be present. And so that's what I think about when it's time for me to do what I have to do every day. And when it's time for me to show up here on Tuesday, no matter how I feel. And that's one of the big things that I'm learning is about self-awareness. And self-awareness is an amazing thing because that simply means that you are who you have to be no matter what's going on in your life. That's not always easy. But the more self-awareness you have, the better you feel at the end of the day. Because we sit and we listen to our stories and we sit and listen to the things that we think are our life, but it's really not. It's just what we've been telling ourselves. And so you have a low level of self-awareness. I see it sometimes when I'm sitting somewhere and I feel a certain kind of way and I know that the person next to me, you know, they're trying to make eye contact or they say hello in a friendly manner and I just like, hi. And we could be having a real conversation. I could be really listening to them and potentially bringing value to them or they could be bringing value to me because you never know what the missing pieces to your puzzles are. And that's what self-awareness teaches you, that those missing pieces to your puzzle are any and everywhere. And if you're not on your game or if you're not in a place where you can receive and listen, then you're not in a place of growth and you're not in a place of learning. And when you're not in a place of growth and learning, you're in a place of death because if you're not growing, you're dying. And that's one thing, like, I have to remember every single day is my self-awareness. Reading books about self-awareness, listening to YouTube videos about self-awareness. I drive a lot. I'm in a lot of places. And so for me, it's convenient for me to listen to YouTube videos and things like that and podcasts. But self-awareness is a big one. That goes with that. I mean, that's just as big as your mindset. Because you have to be aware of what's your surroundings. You have to be aware of yourself and how you're fitting into the world and how you're fitting into your journey and how you're fitting into your dream. So that self-awareness is a huge deal. No matter your circumstance, no matter what's going on, that's just things that have been put in front of you to keep you from being self-aware. It's been put in front of you to keep you from finding those missing pieces to your life. So if you just go charting through life and you look at every single person, and they could be a puzzle piece. It could be an investor that you're looking for. It could be a leader that you're looking for. It could be somebody who's going to change your life. It could be somebody who needs exactly what you have. And it's going to change both of you lives, both of your lives. It could be somebody's life you could save. But not enjoying the moment and not living in this box is one of the things that will keep you from having that life. And that's one of the things that a couple of my mentors have been on me about. You know, Donald, did you enjoy such and such? And I'm like, yeah, it was all right. Yeah, that means you didn't get anything out of it. You weren't self-aware. You weren't in the moments. And so that's something that I tell you has been an awakening for me. And I struggle with it, and I grapple with it, and I have to always remember, be self-aware. Donald, you're in a group of people. You're sitting in a room with a group of people. Take your earbuds out. Come out of your own little world. Be aware. Listen. Pay attention. Because I've grew up in a life where you just stick to yourself. You keep to yourself. You don't worry about what the next person is doing. But that's not right. And so a lot of those things I have to shape. And that's part of that self-awareness. That's part of that mindset change. That's part of that growth. So I'm a work in progress every single day. And we all should be. And we all should be able to look within ourselves and find something that we're passionate about, something that inspires us. And we need to start to nibble away at that. We need to start to put that out. And you'll be surprised the amount of people that you'll meet, or you'll be surprised of how well people take to you because they feel your energy. They see your energy. So, again, I thank everybody for joining in. I said this wasn't going to be a long call, and I still went to 8 o'clock. 5 minutes before. But I swear I do. I mean, every week you guys take time and chime in and join in. And if you don't comment, if you do comment, I appreciate it. But just the fact that you're here. And again, like I always say, I hope I have done something to bring value to your life. I hope I've done something to cause you to think about your own self and the way that you look at yourself. And are you self-aware? How is our mindset? Because this is something that we could literally talk about every week and it not get old, because every single day is something that goes on that challenges our mindset, that challenges our self-awareness, that challenges our self-esteem. You know, when you start to really look at those words, they start with self or in. Development, personal, those are all about you. The first law of nature is self-preservation. It's all about us first. When you're on an airplane and they tell you the masks are going to drop, put yours on first and then assist the people around you or children around you. We have to deal with self first. And that's a long, arduous journey. And so therefore, we should never have time to worry about other people's problems and issues. We should be there to support them. We should be there to help. We should be there to bring value, but not to a point where we start to live their life for them or they try to live our life for us. That just can't happen. And so we all understand our role that we play in this world, and that's value. That's the value you've been ordained with, endowed with, in a different word. This was given to me by my mother when she told me never let this happen to anybody else when she was dying of cancer. I had no choice in that. I didn't know what that was coming. I didn't even know what it meant when she said that to me. But I kept an open mind, and 8 months later I found out, and it's called longevity, and that's why I'm here. So, again, I appreciate all of you. Next weekend is the 27th. I should be back from our trip. If not, I will definitely have my computer with me, and I will chime in from somewhere, even if it's on my phone, just posting a video. But I will make sure that I'm here, present, some way, shape, or form, because I owe that to you. But best of all and most of all, I owe that to myself, because that's a commitment that I made to myself. So thank you so much. And again, if you ever need to reach out to me, you ever have a question, you ever want to talk, you want to share something with me that's going to help me grow, please. We all learn from each other. My phone number is 919-599-0916. I love you guys. I appreciate you taking time out of your day and out of your evening to spend time with me. And again, I hope it was valuable. Thank you so much, and have a good night.